Welcome to Success Babe Radio. I'm your host, Brooke Alexander, and I am so excited that you're here. I'm a mindset and success coach for women who are ready to create a life they love and define their own version of success. On this podcast, we explore topics such as self-love, mindset, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and all the things you need to create your vision and start taking action. Let's get into today's episode. Hello and welcome to today's episode. Thank you so much for being here. As usual, I am excited to be speaking with you and sharing some stuff with you again today. On today's episode, I am talking about how to let go of what no longer serves you and how to detach and detach from it and release it. And this can be about a person, it can be about a place, it can be a thing, it can be an experience, it can be related to anything that you need to let go of, but the references and the examples I'm going to use the most in this episode, just because I think it's quite easy for a lot of people to relate to, is when you need to detach from a person. But like I said, this can be anything, but most of the examples that I'm going to use are detaching from a person or maybe even a place. But I think that this is also going to help you understand what I mean when I say detaching and letting go of things that no longer serve you, because a lot of the time we tend to hold on to relationships even after they've ended, or maybe they never even started, but we hold on to the idea of it, etc. So, like I said, this can relate to a whole lot of things, experiences, like actual things, objects, places, people, yada, yada, yada. So apply it to whatever situation you need to in your life. I hope that you enjoy it. Before I get in, I just want to remind you of the free audio training that I have up on my website for you on how to create your vision. So the audio training it's one lesson. It doesn't go for super long, the actual lesson, but there is work that you need to do. And so by the end of the lesson, once you do the work, I give you steps on what you need to do and what you need to work on in order to create your vision so that you can move forward and start taking action with where you want to be in your life and what you want to achieve. And if there's something that you are, like if you're trying to create something or do something different, but you're kind of stuck or unsure of what to do, not sure where to go, this audio lesson is going to help you figure out the next steps. So like I said, the lesson itself isn't super long, but there is work to do, which I explain before I get started in the actual audio lesson. So you can head to my website, it's brookealexander.co, and you can sign up there. So you sign up for the lesson onto the mailing list, and then I email you a password so that you can go onto the website, you follow the link, put in the password, and then you can either just like listen to it at that time, or you can download it and you can come back to it whenever you want. If you can't listen right at that moment, you can save it, no problems. So definitely check that out and let me know what you think. All right, let's get into today's episode. I think that we all know that letting go of and saying bye to things that no longer serve us can be hard because we attach to the idea of this thing or person or place, we attach to the idea of what that means for us in our life. We attach a meaning to it, like this person being in my life means this thing about me or about my life, or by me being in this place, this is what it means and this is how this impacts my life. And while on paper, sometimes those things can seem true, they might be very believable, they might not necessarily be reality. And even if it does seem like reality, it doesn't mean that those things can't change. But that said, it is difficult when you're in the thick of it to really see that things can be different and things can be changed. And sometimes it's easy and we recognize that these things aren't working for us, and we can like recognize it and we can let go of it very easily, and sometimes it's not a problem. But other times it's not easy. And like I said, this is because we attach to the idea of what this thing or person or experience means for us. And holding on to whatever it is can seem comforting. Nothing needs to change. You don't need to learn anything new. Like, that's the biggest thing. It's the prospect of change and a new way of living that we're trying to avoid. Tony Robbins says that we are always trying to move away from pain and towards pleasure. So in this case, we might think that holding on to this thing is going to bring us some type of pleasure and moving away from it is going to bring us pain. But as we already spoke about, that might not necessarily be reality. That can just be what we are making up in our heads. And a lot of the times that's exactly what it is. It's just this story that we've concocted in our head and meanings that we have attached to certain things that just are usually not reality. When you consciously decide to let go of something that is no longer serving you, you are creating space for something to come in and fill that space. When you let go of something that isn't good for you, you've created a space for something else that is good for you to come in and fill it. You're opening up opportunities, because when you're holding on to these things that aren't serving you, you're limiting what else can come in. It's just like this energetic block. It's taking up energy that you can't put elsewhere. You're putting blinders on and you're so focused on this one thing that you can't see that there are potential other things that are good or better than this current thing to come in. You're limiting yourself by holding on to this thing that's just not working. So when you can let it go, you're opening yourself up to other opportunities. You're receptive to other information. And that's a really important thing to remember, because I think when you kind of switch your perspective and look at it that way, it might make it a little bit easier to change and to make the change, knowing that it isn't just going to be a void, that something else is going to come in. It's not just going to be this empty space. In the simplest sense, though, letting go only requires that you drop the thoughts that trigger the feeling. So, like I just said, we're always trying to move away from pain and towards pleasure. So then what thoughts are you holding on to that are triggering the feelings on either side of pain and pleasure? What thoughts are you thinking that are leading you to believe that by holding on to this thing, you're staying in a state of goodness and a state of pleasure? Or if you were to leave it, what thoughts are triggering the feelings of pain and negativity if you were to not have that thing anymore? And this takes a level of awareness And it takes introspection to think about that and to really notice those triggering thoughts. And these are the only things that you need to let go of. And it sounds very simple, but obviously it's a lot more complicated than that. But that's really all it is letting go of those thoughts that are triggering the feelings on either side of pain and pleasure. Now, you might have something specific in mind that this relates to, and maybe you know exactly the person or the thing that you need to let go of. You might, when I bring this up right now, you might know exactly who or what it is that you need to let go of. But if not, if nothing comes up, that's okay. But I encourage you to take inventory of your life and consider if there is anything negative or toxic that's holding you back that you could benefit from removing out of your life. If there is nothing, that's absolutely great. But is there anything that you're doing or saying yes to that you're holding on to that are causing energy to be drained from you? Anything that can be limiting your growth or your potential or is draining your energy? Anything that is holding you back? Is there anything in your life that's holding you back, keeping you in the same place that if you didn't have there anymore, you could possibly benefit from and it wouldn't be holding you back anymore and you could move up and move on and move forward? If you don't have anything, that's okay. I'm not trying to force you to try and find shit to let go of or like try and nitpick and like find things. If you don't have anything, that's absolutely okay. But just take inventory and think, because I think sometimes people hold back and maybe pretend like these things aren't limiting them to try and put on a brave face or to try and like look like they're not some other type of person. They don't want to come across as a negative person or whatever. They're trying to like put on a facade. But if there is something that you could benefit from removing from your life, then keep on listening, because I'm gonna tell you how to do that. With some of the things, you can start slow. You can just slowly distance yourself. And for me, I have been through this experience with friendships when I realized that certain friendships were just not conducive to where I was at that point in my life, and I had to let go. And it's not easy, obviously, to let go of a friendship. But as I said, by holding on to those negative things, I was limiting the good, positive, uplifting things that could come into my life. I didn't have space for them because I was holding space for this not good friendship. And so those kinds of things can start like slow. You don't have to just automatically cut ties. You can just spend less and less time with this person if that's what you want to do, and then fill the time with other things. Just slowly distance yourself and focus your extra time and energy on things that allow you to develop. Now, there are some things that require a more immediate and definitive severing. So, for example, with a person, if there is a person, a relationship in your life that you need to not have in your life, and whether that's by choice or whether this is by their decision, these ones are the hardest. They're definitely, definitely hard. And especially when the person or the thing might not necessarily be bad. It's just if maybe the relationship or what it is just didn't feel good anymore, just isn't working anymore, you may still need to let go. And it's hard. I get it. I absolutely get it. But it still has to be done. The first thing that I always do in these situations, so person, place, thing, whatever, is I acknowledge that it's not meant for me, right? And that's what you need to do too. Acknowledge that it's not meant for you. It's not the thing that's meant for your life and your life path. It's not going to get you where you need to go. So I went through a pretty terrible breakup. Almost five years ago. And I got deep into this like weird YouTube thing of watching pastors or ministers or whatever on it, just because I'm not a religious person. Like this was all about God and Jesus and whatnot, and I don't follow that. But I liked the message. I liked the message, and I just didn't attach it to a God, Jesus, whatever. I just took the message. Anyway, one of the people that I was watching and listening to said, and I don't know if this is like a common thing, but I just heard it from this one person, and he said, if you don't have it, you don't need it. And that really, really, really helped me, because I was able to put my trust in the universe, and I know that the universe, and or if it's God for you, that's okay, whatever it is that you believe in and you subscribe to. If you needed something to get to where you're going, if it was supposed to be a part of your journey, if it was supposed to be there with you for your entire journey, it would be. It absolutely would be. But if you don't have it, it means that you don't need it. You don't need that particular thing at that time. That's not to say that you didn't need it at all. And that brings me on to my next point, is to be grateful for the experience and what you've learned. Because there's always a lesson, always. Even though you might not be able to see it straight away, you can always learn something. So for me, I'll give it a relationship example again. Even though I didn't necessarily learn something from, like, say, a particular relationship, but by meeting this person, I learned something from them that I needed to learn at that time. I needed to learn this thing, and that was the only reason that this person was in my life. It was for a very short period of time, and I'm talking about a different one to my relationship that ended 5 years ago. But another person since then, like friend, whatever, I needed to learn something from them that was going to benefit me in my life and my journey and the journey that I'm on. And I needed that at that particular time. And then the relationship ended. Then this, I had to let go. And it wasn't a bad thing. Like, it didn't end terribly, but it was still hard. It was hard to let go. And it's not easy. But when you can change your perspective and look at it from a place of gratitude and learning, I was able to realize that, oh, okay, well, this is why I needed to know that person. This is what I needed to learn from them. And I did. And that's great. And I am happy. And that's amazing. And I'm glad that it worked out like that. And I realize that they're not supposed to be in my life anymore, and that is absolutely okay. They're not meant to be to come with me on this, the rest of my journey, whatever. That's it. And that's it. There's always a lesson to be learned. And when you can look at it that way and figure out what it was that you learned and take that with you, it becomes easier as well. So then this brings me to my next point of, well, I guess it's kind of the same point here, is to ask better questions and reframe the experience. So rather than staying in the experience and keeping it negative, reframe it. Like I've just said, you can ask better questions. So what did you learn? How did you grow? How did this experience help you to be better in the future? All really, really great questions, because they take you out of a negative mindset and put you into a gratitude, future, better mindset of questions that are going to help you grow and move rather than questions that stop you. So reframe the experience as a learning experience, and that it was the right thing for you at that particular point in time. That was exactly right for you. It came into your life exactly when you needed it. You needed to do that exact thing right then. And now you need to move on from it. But you can look back and figure out how you grew and what you learned. And I think it's the gap between where in these situations, where we are, and then where we see our future. And it's this part in the middle, the void, is that's the scary part. That's the part that's providing the resistance. It's this gap, and you can't see what's happening in this gap. And that's the scary part. But it's important to know that something will fill it. And as I mentioned, when you create a space, you're creating space for something new and something better and something bigger to fill it. You open up to opportunities and things that you weren't able to see before. And you get to go on a new path, create a new journey, learn more things, experience more things. You don't have to just be stuck in the one experience. You can learn other things from this space that's being created by letting go. And a lot of the times people imagine the future once they have to let go of something, they imagine the future to be negative. And this is the ego. This is your ego trying to keep you in the same place instead of having to grow and learn and move and do something new. Because as we should know by now, the ego doesn't want to do that. It wants to stay in the same place. It doesn't want to have to learn anything new. It doesn't want to have to go out and have any new experiences, because new things could potentially equal danger to the ego. And so it's going to try and keep you safe. And in that same token, the brain likes to be efficient. It likes to think the same thoughts that it's been thinking all the time, because that's less energy is required. No more neural pathways are required for that. It's very efficient at just running down those neural highways that it's been consistently running down. So it's the same thing there. Your brain is going to constantly be repeating the same thoughts over and over and over again. But just because the ego wants to keep you safe and the brain is trying to be efficient doesn't mean you have to stay that way. You can choose to think positive thoughts. You can choose to think different thoughts. You can choose to think that even though you might be in a difficult situation right now, that things are going to be okay. And things can be okay right now too. You can actually build up some new neural pathways of positive, affirming thoughts rather than the negative, sad, and happy ones that we tend to hold on to in these situations when we need to let go. And it is hard to let go and make a change and to own up to making a change too, because sometimes that can be hard when we have to own up and say, okay, I need to make this change. That can feel scary. It can feel like you've made a decision to do something and then you're kind of not changing your mind. I don't want to say changing your mind, but like almost like you committed to something and then now you're like, well, this isn't working for me anymore. I got to get rid of it. But we think that by doing something different, we're not committing and that we're backing out, but that's not true. You don't have to stay in the one place, do the same thing, stay with the same person if these things aren't working for you. It's okay to realize that that there isn't this like one linear path that you do this thing and it works for a little while and so that's supposed to work forever. That's absolutely not the case. And if you have that mindset, you're going to struggle to get very far and to be very successful, because you need to be adaptable. You need to be able to change. You need to be able to make decisions and say, okay, this isn't working for me anymore. I need to let go of it and I need to move on. If you want to be successful, you're going to need to be able to do those things. You also need to have faith that the universe will provide exactly what you need. This goes back to the point that I just said a couple minutes ago of, if you don't have it, you don't need it. And I fully and wholly believe that. And it's a mantra that I repeat to myself whenever I feel myself in a situation and I need to let go of something, because usually we know when we need to let go of something. We know deep down, we kind of know that it's just not the right thing, or this thing is forcing us to let go of it, and so we have to let go. So I like to, in these situations, just remind myself and repeat to myself, if I don't have it, I don't need it. And I just keep saying that over and over in my head, and I feel better a bit of doing that. You can always ask for help from the universe or from another person. If you find yourself in a situation where it's hard and you're doing this thing and you need to let go and you're struggling a little bit, you can ask the universe or another person for help. It is absolutely okay to ask for help. Don't keep yourself in a bad place because you're too scared or too proud to ask for help. People want to help you. They want to see you succeed. They want to see you happy. People will help you. So please ask for help if you need help. And with the universe, well, the universe is always going to help. It is only there to help. That's it. That's its point, its purpose, is to help. So you can always ask the universe for help, for guidance, for support. And that's all you have to, you literally just have to say, universe, please, thank you for your guidance. Thank you for your support. That's all you have to do. And things will start coming up. It's not just like a magical thing that you say this and then something pops up and it's just like this magical thing in your room that helps you. I don't know what I'm thinking of right now, but it's just new pathways get created for you to help you and to give you guidance and support when you need it. You also need to let go of trying to figure out how things will work out and just trust that they will. And this is something that I think holds people up, because if we can't see how it's going to work out, we assume that it's not going to work out. If we try and figure out how we can feel better, we limit ourselves to only what our mind can see and perceive, when in reality there are so many more avenues for good things to happen that we might not necessarily be conscious of. And this also holds people back and keeps them in a negative place, because if you can't see how it can get better, or which way or what exactly is going to happen in order for you to feel better and be better and do better, then you assume that you're not going to be able to. But that's not the case at all. Like, for so many things, so many people can't see how they can do better or be better or feel better. But once you trust that it is going to happen, then it happens. That's not your job to figure out the how. You need to figure out the what, and then the universe figures out the how. We get the easy part. We just have to say what. And then the universe does the how. It will work out. It can be the universe, it can be God, it's whatever your belief system is, that's absolutely okay. You can use these terms interchangeably. But in all of these things, a huge amount of trust is required to have faith and trust that things will work out. And they always, always do. Another perspective that I employ, that I like to remind myself of in these situations, is that when you're letting something go, you're moving on to the next chapter of your life. There's another thing coming up for you. And when you're holding on to the things that no longer serve you, you're telling the universe that you're not ready for what it has in store for you. If you're holding yourself back and staying in, maybe it's a location and you're staying in this same location, even though an opportunity has opened up for you somewhere else, if you give up on that opportunity because you're too scared to move, or you're just like, oh, I don't know, it's in this other location, so I can't go there, like, that's you telling the universe you're not ready for this next step. You're not ready for this next big thing. And so eventually, I mean, you're going to stop getting those opportunities. The universe is trying to tell you it's time, you're ready, it's time to make the move. But if you say no, you're telling the universe, actually, nope, I don't want that thing. No, I'm just going to stay here. I'm just going to stay in this place, stay in this relationship, stay holding on to this thing that isn't really working out for me and it's not really what I want, but I'm too scared to move to the next level. I'm too scared to level up, so I'm just going to stay here. The timing of these kinds of things is not up to you. It's up to the universe and source and God and whatever and the energy. And you need to surrender and let things flow when they're meant to. And things can be scary. Just because something is scary doesn't mean it's not the right thing to do. There's a difference between scary danger and scary unknown. And scary unknown, just because you haven't done the thing before, isn't the same as scary danger. You need to work through your fear and push through the fear, because that's what it's going to take to get to the next level. There's always going to be some amount of fear if you're moving up another level. And I did a whole podcast episode on fear, so you can definitely go back and have a listen to that on how to take action through fear and how to do stuff even though you're scared to do it. Also, trust your intuition. Trust your intuition. Listen to your gut. Listen to what you're being told. And sometimes, a lot of the times in these situations, our intuition, our ego yells over our intuition. And you've probably done that before where you've been like, oh, I feel like this is the right thing to do. And then your ego will jump in and say, no, do this. And so you do the other thing. And then a little bit later you realize, oh, fuck, I should have just listened to my gut and done the thing that I knew I should have done. I knew I should have done that other thing, but I did this anyway because my ego told me to. Well, you probably don't say that, but I mean, now looking back, you probably can. So trust your intuition and practice meditation. And meditation is great for calming your mind, helping you connect to your subconscious, and just take a break. Just take a break. Just calm down. Just breathe and relax and meditate. And I will talk about meditation all day, every day, to anyone and everyone, because it is seriously so amazing. I do it every morning. Well, not every morning. That's a lie. I do it most mornings. And I'm working my way up to doing like 30 minutes. I can do 20 minutes at the moment, which is getting pretty good. I started out at like 5 or 10. But definitely meditation helps just with your overall feelings, emotions, mood, connecting to your intuition and your level of self-awareness, because you can really hush the ego and listen to your real self, to what you actually really want and how you actually really feel. And what you can do during meditation is also you can ask your subconscious mind why you're holding on. What does it mean for you to hold on? And what would letting go of this thing mean for you? What are the impacts of letting go? And find out what meaning you're attaching to holding on to it or to letting go to it, because nothing has meaning unless we attach meaning to it. Like, nothing is inherently good or bad until we think it's either good or bad, right? That's a hard concept for a lot of people to grasp. I'm not going to go into it here, But when you assign or attach a meaning to a particular outcome or situation, that's when you'll start either, that's when you're moving away from pain or towards pleasure, because you've attached a pleasurable thought, feeling, emotion to a certain thing or a painful one. So think about why you're attaching pleasure and pain to these things, and you can ask your subconscious mind, what would letting go of it mean? Letting go of it, I think it's going to cause me pain because of this thing. But is that real? Is that actually real? Is that actually true? 100%. Is it provable in a court of law? Can you prove that this thing is true? Or is it an assumption based on a situation that actually doesn't exist and hasn't happened? Or are you saying because it happened one time, that's going to happen every time? Right? So you can really ask and think about what meanings you're attaching to certain situations. Another thing that this is something that kind of started my whole personal development journey. And it's funny, I came to this thing on my own. And then once I really got into my personal development journey, I realized that it was a huge component of it. And that is, be what you want to attract. So embody the qualities and values you want in your life. So for me, years ago, I was grumpy, I was unhappy, I was just a bitch, I was miserable. And so I decided that I wanted more happiness and that I wanted more love in my life. I know this sounds lame, but you know what? It's the truth. So whatever. So I decided that, okay, I want more of that stuff in my life. So I have to be that. I can't just expect people to be happy and loving and nice to me when I am not even being that way fully myself. So once you start doing those things, once you start bringing these feelings and emotions that you want more of into your life yourself, you start to attract more of that from the world around you. So if you want to feel good and you want to be happier, it has to start with you. You have to start being that way and feeling that way first. And one of my last points here is something that I think not really many people think about. And that is that just because you are going to let go of a person or a place or a thing, it doesn't mean you need to hate them or that you need to be angry at them or that you need to have negative feelings towards them. You are still allowed to love them or it. You are still allowed to love them. You don't have to tell them. You don't have to proclaim it to the world, but you can still feel loving towards them. You don't have to hate them, because when it comes down to it, the only person who is feeling that hate is you. You're holding on to that negative energy. You're the only one impacted by that. And this can be hard for a lot of people to say, oh, this person was really, 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 really horrible to me. How can I love them? You just can. You just do. You don't have to hate. Like, feeling hate and feeling love is a choice. And feeling hate might make you think that you feel better, but how? How? They're not impacted by your hate. You're impacted by your hate. Have you ever been in a situation where someone's done something and you didn't like what they did? It wasn't a very nice thing. They didn't treat you very well. So you were disappointed and you were mad at them and you hated them and you just like, oh, this person did this thing and so fucking wrong. They did wrong by me and I'm so mad and angry at them and I'm upset. But this other person's oblivious. They don't give a shit how they treated you. They don't fucking care. They're not mad about it. They're off living their own life. They don't give a shit how you feel. So you're the only one feeling that anger and negativity. You don't have to feel that way. You don't have to. You're allowed to feel love and appreciate what you had. And this goes back to the other one of the other points. It can be related to, what did you learn from the experience? How did you grow? Look for the positive, because you don't have to be angry and feel hate. It's okay to feel sadness. Doesn't mean that you shouldn't be sad when you go through tough times. That is normal, but it is your decision on how long you hold on to the negativity. That's your choice. You get to choose how long you feel like shit for. So it's up to you. There's a quote that I like by Buddha. And it's, holding on to anger is like grasping a hot coal with the intent of throwing it at someone else. You're the only one who gets burned. And it is so true. So true. What's the point? You're the only one feeling like shit. Let's see where we are. I guess in these situations, a key is to not get attached in the first place. Don't connect your ability to feel happiness or joy or love to someone else. Don't say, I feel happy when this person is. I feel happy if this person does. I feel validated when someone wants to be in a relationship with me. You need to validate yourself. You need to feel happy yourself. You need to be able to create these feelings for yourself, because it is no one else's responsibility to make you feel that way. It is a lot of pressure on them, and ain't no one gonna stick around to do that freaking job. Like, we all have enough of our own shit going on in our lives. I'm not gonna also validate you and take responsibility for your feelings too. Like, fuck that. I got my own feelings to deal with. I'm not around to make someone else feel any type of way. That's not to say that I'm not going to be nice and show my love and appreciation for someone, sure. But even then, like, I don't have mind control. I can do something that I think is super nice and super loving, and if that person doesn't think the same thing, then they're not going to feel that. So we are not responsible for anyone else's feelings but our own. So take responsibility for that. Rely on yourself. And if anyone else wants to join you on your journey, that is absolutely a bonus. But you are capable of being awesome and feeling awesome on your own. So don't put your ability to feel certain types of things on anyone else. You need to be able to do that for yourself. And in these situations, when you are in the thick of it and you're feeling like shit, and you're trying to let go and you're doing all the work, good on you. But also, just do something that makes you feel good. Go and take yourself out for dinner. Go and get a book. Go and hang out with your friends. Go outside and be in nature. Go on a solo vacation, which I love to do. But just go and do something that makes you feel good. You're allowed to do that. You can do that. And other things, like if going out and getting your nails done makes you feel good, then go and do it. Just go and do it. It's okay. You're allowed to have these things. That's all right. Some questions that I want to leave you with that you can ask yourself when you are in these situations and you're having trouble letting go. You can ask yourself, what am I gaining by holding on to this? So is that safety? Is it comfort? What are you actually gaining by holding on and not letting go? Why are you staying? Why do you think that you're feeling good from holding on to this thing? The next one is that serving my highest good? Is holding on to this thing going to help me get to where I need to go? Really? Is holding on to this negative thing going to help me? And the last one is, what do I need in order to move forward? What do I need to do? What do I need to think? What do I need to feel? What do I need to be? What do you need in order to move forward? For you, not anyone else. What do you need to do for you? That is all I have for you in this episode. Thank you so much for sticking with me and listening. I love you, and I will see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Success Babe Radio. I hope you learned something that you can begin to implement in your life right now. If you did enjoy this episode, I would absolutely love it if you left me a review in iTunes so that we can get the podcast in front of more people and share the message. Don't forget to head over to my website to sign up and get all the free goodies I've created for you. There's so much for you to enjoy, and I am so grateful to be able to share it with you. Speak soon.